thank y'all so much for coming to the show. Being in Syracuse, I'm Jason Isbell with the 400 unit. We're from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, for the most part. We hope y'all have a great time tonight. electric guitar from North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Sandra Vane. Here's another one of those. It's Decoration Day. That man on the stone of his grave, what would he say? He'd say, keeping me down, boy, won't keep you away. It's Decoration Day. Don't bother me.
Traveling alone, I've grown tired of traveling alone. Thank you.
staring at the pictures of the runaways on the wall. It seems like these days you couldn't run away at all. Even if you did, what you got to run away to? Just another drunk day with a white man's point of view. I can see you in my mind's eye, catching light. We'll sleep beside the river if we make it out of town tonight. You can strip and board and on the big turn six. You've got one thing to sell. Accordion deficiency. We're trying to bring it back. We're trying to bring the organ back, the accordion back.
Bye. carry her to bed, sweep all the hair from the floor. If I fucked her before she got sick, I'd never hear the end of it. But she don't have the spirit for heaven. We drink our drinks and laugh out loud, bitch about the weekend crowd, and try to ignore the elephant somehow. She said you crack me up, seagulls in a coffee cup, sharecropper her eyes, her hair almost all gone. When she was drunk, she made cancer joke. She made up her own doctor's note. Surrounded by family, I saw that she was dying alone. So I'd sing her a classic country song. She'd get high and sing along. But she don't have much voice to sing with, man. We burn these joints in effigy, and we cry about what we used to be. Try to ignore the elephant somehow, somehow. Just try to ignore the elephant somehow. We just try to ignore the elephant somehow. We just try to ignore the elephant somehow. Somehow.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gary, for stepping up and helping me out last song. Back here to my right on the bass guitar from Sheffield, Alabama, one of my most and best friends in the whole world, Jim Bohart. Jim Bohart has been here since the start, playing the bass part.
Yeah.
It's all true. It's a rap because it's true. I called Jimbo one day and I was like, man, I got kicked out of my house. Can I come stay at your house? And we were both grown people. And I hadn't spoken to him in like probably 6 months before that, not for any reason, we just hadn't talked. Out of the blue, I call him up. He's like, hey man, can I come stay at your house that you're paying for? And he said, of course, man, why would you even ask? So I stopped and got a futon. I pulled it up the stairs and I put it in Jimbo's kitchen, and there I lived for quite a long while. A few months later, I got a great idea. It's like, Jimbo, I got kicked out of my band, man. You want to be in a band with me? Well, if I don't ask, you're not going to know you're in a band. You're going to miss practice. That's how we started this project here. I should have kept that flute tone, Jimbo. I don't think it would be legal to even possess that flute tone at this point. I should have kept it, not for like old time's sake, but just because I might need it again. I can't get kicked out of this band, though. Everybody can quit, but they can't fire me. Never do what I'm supposed to do.
Thank you.
take a second to thank Josh Ritter and his fantastic band. We usually get lucky with the people that we travel with, but this one's real special for me and for the band. We love Josh's music. He's a great person. His band, they're all good people. They treat everybody well, and they work really, really hard. And Josh writes fantastic songs. And he's always been smiling. You know? He's smiling on stage. He's always like that. He's always smiling. He's not getting the same newspaper as I'm getting. I'm not going to be But we really love those guys, and we're happy to have them on the road. So thank you very much, Josh. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you.
hope you have a good night.